You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 16, What I Would Have Done Different.
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. Hey guys, welcome back to Called to Homeschool. We are on episode 16. It's a big number. We're getting up there.
I know. I love it.
Today we're going to talk about what we would have done differently. This is sort of a big topic.
Yeah.
And sort of a hard one for us to sort of nail down.
Because it's been like, it has a lot of reflecting. It's like, oh, I totally could have done this better. Or maybe it's like, actually, I kind of like what I did.
Yeah. As I was thinking about it, there's not a huge amount that I would have done different because I've learned so much through my process. And so I think that that's been one of the most important things I've thought about during preparing for this episode. But
and I have to agree with that, because sometimes when you reflect on the past, it can be like super negative. Like, oh man, I didn't. And I actually, it's funny, as I did prepare, I actually asked my kids a lot of questions from their point of view. And a couple of them, mostly my second boy, and he's like, you never say my name. So Porter was saying that, he was like, give me a shout out, girl. So
Porter, sorry, Porter, we love you.
So Porter was saying, like, you didn't really teach me math. And I was like, first of all, I did. But from his point of view, he feels like I didn't. And so if I get kind of stuck in that past, because I told him, I go, I kind of had to turn it over to you because I had six babies I was homeschooling and I thought you got it. And so apparently he wasn't getting it.
Your mom had a lot of faith in you, Porter.
Yeah, I knew you could figure it out.
Yeah, you can do it. You're a smart boy.
Right? And so if you use the past of reflecting like, oh man, I missed the boat with Porter. We're going to say his name like as many times as possible. I'm just teasing. But like, you can beat yourself up and start getting into this really negative space where you're like, oh, I messed up and here's where else I messed up. And
look at all the things I did wrong all over the years. I ruined my kids in the process.
And I always like to tell them, like, no, buddy, like, you just learned how to be independent and figure it out on your own.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, it would have been so much easier if you explained it to me. And I just laughed because I thought, I didn't even know you couldn't understand it, right? And so one of the kids teased him, like, well, you could have taken initiative and told mom you didn't understand it, right? But like Karen, like, going through some of these things like that, it's made me a better homeschool mom, a better mom. But so some of the ugly has been part of the beautiful part of the journey.
Yeah. Not to say we haven't made mistakes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We've made
a lot of mistakes over the years, and there have been so many things that we probably could have done a lot better over the years. But I do think that it's been such a growing process for us.
Yes. And so as I've reflected, as I've been homeschooling for so long, and I've homeschooled just my oldest three, and then we had everybody, and now I'm just, well, I guess now Bella's back, so I'm homeschooling four kids now, but it looks so much different.
Yes, it's changed for me so much over the years.
Yes, and so part of the things, and we've talked about this before, is I did a lot of the cutesy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Your Instagram worthy, like Instagram wasn't even out when I started. So my Facebook worthy posts, right? These are the cute things my kids learned today. A lot of crafts, a lot of art, and then my kids don't even remember them.
I used to try and do, well, I was doing the story of the world for my history at the beginning, and they have that activity guide that goes with it that's like 10 inches thick.
Which is great if you're really feeling
It's really
like
cool.
Scared.
But I thought I had to do all of those things. I mean, I didn't think I had to. I just tried to.
Right.
You know, and so I was trying to do all the crafts and read all the books, and I'd go to the library and get this pile of books and trying to do it all. And I eventually learned, I got rid of those activity books and just read the book. And it was so much easier and so much better and so much less stressful on us. And yeah, your kids don't typically remember all the things you do, all those extras that you put pressure on yourself to do. They don't remember them.
Yes. Well, that's the story of the world is a cute curriculum.
It is. I liked it a lot.
And it does have a fun activity book. I wasn't like Karen. I would just do one. But I did a ton of sewing projects.
Oh, okay.
Like we'd make bags. We were learning about Japan and we made a cute kite, like a fish kite or something fun like that. My kids don't remember.
Yeah.
And so with my next kids, Like, I could live in a space of, like, feeling guilty. Like, yeah. Oh, sorry. Like, you're not getting this. But they're getting the mom they needed at that moment.
Right. And that's something I've thought a lot about, because as I've had more kids and gotten busier in life, I've done less of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. With my younger kids coming up. They haven't had as much of that hands-on and so mom involved. And I think that's because I'm busier and it's okay. But like Megan said, I think it's good to recognize that they're getting what they need right now. And I need to not have guilt over that.
Yes. Because they're just getting, it's just funny. My before it was like, what do my kids know? And I was so worried about all these things of how much knowledge can I shove in their heads? And now I'm like, do they know how much I love them?
Yeah.
What is my connection with them? And so yes, my big kids probably got the more fun and the arts and the crafts, but they also kind of got a crazier mom. If we're being honest, like I had a shorter temper. I didn't have good systems in place, right? So it was a lot more of like, you guys are such pigs and messes and this is driving me crazy. So a lot of that, like I'm being stretched too thin and this is so hard. And so they kind of like, yes, they got cutesy, but they also got crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the scale of the guy, the chart, like how hot your wife is versus how crazy?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's really funny.
So like super great on cutesy, but also super high on crazy.
Yeah.
Like, so now I've cut back on both of those. Good job.
That's funny.
Thank you.
So when I was starting out also, I would spend a lot of time trying to figure out what others were doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's normal at the beginning.
Yes, because you don't know what you're
doing. You don't know. And so you're reading a lot and reading blogs and reading, you know, reviews on things. And so I spent so much time just watching others and learning from others. But it turned into me needing to always compare myself to what they're doing and feeling like I needed to change and do the next best thing all the time. And so that was a struggle for me. And so I wish, that was one big wish. I wish that I would have just really listened to myself and followed my feelings for what my kids needed instead of being stressed about constantly finding that next best thing. Because sometimes you know what's best for your family. Not sometimes. Right. You do know what's best for your family. And so being able to just really follow that instead of watching what your neighbor or that cool blogger that you like is doing, just do what feels right for you.
Yeah. And so it was interesting as I asked my daughter this, like, what does she wish we would have done different? And she's almost 15. So she did a year of preschool, right? Mm-hmm. So she's pretty much always homeschooled. And so she said she would have done way more extracurricular activities. And we laugh about this because we were talking about it. And I don't know what else, like, what money she wanted to use it for, right? But like, I have a lot of kids in it. It adds up really fast. And then
the time.
So we were talking about, time and money. And so as I was talking to her and she said, I am going to homeschool, but that's one thing I will do different. And I thought, I cannot wait. Like, I hope this podcast is still around when she has her kids. And she's like, oh man, extracurricular activities are super expensive. And I'm so stretched thin. I can't get all six or seven of my kids to all these different places.
Yeah.
And so I just like, I have to accept that she would have loved more and that's awesome, but she just has to kind of accept what I was able to give her.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Cause she is in stuff, but apparently she
does a lot
more
of things.
Yeah.
And she's very well-rounded. So another thing that I thought of is, stressing about having that perfect day all the time. And I think that's something I've worried about since I started homeschooling. You have this vision of what this perfect homeschool day is going to look like. And when every day it doesn't look like that, you start getting a little frustrated and thinking you must be the problem, but it's really not you. And it's really not your kids. It's just really how life is. And there's going to be so many hard days and so many days that have interruptions with, you know, just things in life that come up. And you just need to know that those perfect days are going to be very few and far between. You'll have a few of them here and there, but it's okay. And it's okay if
you'll have a lot of beautiful moments.
You will have beautiful moments.
I don't know if you ever really get a full day.
Yeah, probably not.
Right? Like that's just the reality of
life.
Whether your kids are at school or at home.
Yeah.
Like, you have a lot of beautiful moments. Like, where one kid is like, this was awesome and meaningful. Mm-hmm. And the other, oops. And then the other kid poops their pants.
Right, right. Like, right. It's so true. But, you know, there's going to be kids that get sick, or someone needs to go to the emergency room, or somebody, you know, I don't know, makes a huge mess and dumps juice all over the floor. Or, you know, those things are going to pop up all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's just regular parenting stuff. But you can also see that those can be lessons in and of themselves, character building experiences. Yeah. But they, you're going to grow with those things, and you're going to see change from those as well.
Yeah. So part of what I've done after my experiences is that I've super simplified our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of realizing that I was doing too much. And we've talked about this, trying to fit every subject in.
I did the same thing starting.
Yes. And so I've super simplified. I've turned as much learning over to my kids. And I actually got to talk to someone the other day, just texting, of teaching your kids to be independent learners.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll do a whole episode about that, how to mentor them to be independent learners.
We talked a lot about that in our junior high and high school episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also it's given time for me to develop my hobbies, and I can study right along with them, which sometimes has way more perks because they're seeing like, oh, my mom does these cool things.
Yeah.
I can do these cool things. Oh, my mom is studying. I want to study this. And so it's really just, I'm realizing I want to create this culture.
Definitely.
Learning and studying. And so the best way to do that is by doing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so by simplifying my schedule, I can do those things.
Yeah. Yeah. Cut out the fluff. You don't need every single thing every single day, and you don't need to teach 1200 subjects
now,
to your 6-year old.
Now, if you are a crafty person, that might speak to you.
Well, so, and I am, and that's a lot of what I do with my kids, just because it's something that brings me joy. And my daughters are artistic and they love it as well. And my boys love science. And so I do those things with them because it's the way they love to learn, but it's also stuff I like to do.
Right.
But it's not a requirement, and I don't put pressure on myself about getting those things done. It's an added bonus for when we have time. And so they're beautiful and they're fun, but you don't have to feel pressure to do those things all the time.
And I think this is becoming my rule of thumb. If it's other, like, I do make my kids do the basics in school, right? And so I do require that. But any of this fluff, if they will do it without being reminded or without having to be asked, I understand it is a passion.
Yeah.
And so then I will support and drive and do those things, because I can tell the difference now of, this sounds fun, I want to try this, versus I love this and I want to do that. And so by not making them do piano and making them do this and making them do debate and making them do just all these things, because you're coming from this place of fear almost, right? Like, they have to do all these things that then they have the time to do their actual passions.
Yeah. And I also had a lot of fears thinking I needed to make up missed time. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, if we had a day where we went to the dentist in the middle of the school day, then I felt like we had to make up that missed school time and then some, because we missed, you know. And so I was like pushing to get all the work done that we should have done during those hours when we weren't at home. And I kind of relaxed on that a lot. And I don't stress it quite as much. I mean, we still, obviously I'm not going to skip school completely, but I just roll with it more.
Yes. And because you have to sometimes, and not that I'm suggesting you compare, but what they do at school, a lot of times there are assemblies, there are off days, field day, like all these events. And so it really, and then we do school in the summer.
Yeah.
And I do school on a lot of those Monday holidays as well. So
It
all balances out.
Mm-hmm.
Of just kind of learning to relax. I guess relaxing has been the one thing that I've really taken, that, like, just go with it. Go with the mood of the home.
Yeah.
And we talked about that with the read aloud, like, cut it short if somebody's not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So if a subject, like, somebody's crying and like, I hate this, you don't have to keep going with it. Like,
right.
Relax.
Yeah.
Like, what's your end game goal?
Mm-hmm. Another thing I've thought is that I should just savor the little moments more often. And those come, and you, like Megan said, you'll have just these beautiful moments within your day. And sometimes it's hard to just stop and appreciate those moments. But looking back, you'll see them and you'll appreciate them.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're in them, it's hard to recognize that and appreciate that. And so I really want to be more intentional about that, and just, you know, pondering on that and being grateful that here are my children surrounding me and we're joyfully reading this book together, or, you know, whatever it may be, or look at us going on this nature hike and we're noticing the color of the leaves, or whatever it may be, just savor them and just appreciate those little moments when they do come, and know that you're doing good.
Yeah, absolutely. That's funny. When we were reading the other day and everyone was snuggled, I was like, to my husband, I can't believe you didn't take a picture. That was adorable.
Seriously.
But there are those beautiful moments that help you on those hard days to remember, like, okay, today somebody lost their mind during read aloud, but yesterday, yesterday was beautiful.
And yesterday was why I keep going.
Right. And so I would guess our theme, what I would have done differently for me is just, like, I don't know that I would change it because mm-hmm. it's helped me become the person I am. And my children, for some reason, needed the mom at that moment. So I kind of appreciate the things that have helped me grow to become more simplified and more relaxed.
Definitely, me too.
But yeah, I would guess simplifying and relaxing are the main things I've learned mm-hmm. through this journey.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to make it so hard on yourself.
No, you're doing amazing. Like, you're already a boss. Like, you had babies, you know, you're kicking butt, and now you're homeschooling. Like, pat yourself.
You're a rock star mom.
You are. Okay, so that's some of our thoughts of what we would have done differently, and it's kind of, I don't know that we would, because we learned and grow. So know that as you're having your bad days, use them as an opportunity for growth. I use that term as almost jokingly, because when something's hard, I'm like, oh, what a great opportunity for growth. But like, if you can actually do that with your homeschooling,
right.
It's going to be amazing, and you're going to find your groove and what really works well for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks so much for listening today. Have a great one.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.